92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's Christmas Station. For the last few years, we bring in the Reverend Dan from Spring Lake Presbyterian just to talk about the holiday season and what it means and to offer a little bit of hope. And we'll do that again this year. How are you?
I'm fine. It's always such a pleasure to come in here.
Nice to see you.
Thank you, Mary Ellen. It's great to see you.
You know, it was quite a year. I certainly learned a lot this year, did a lot of things, lost some weight, feel great. But it feels like everyone is just sort of, and I don't know if you're experiencing this, but it feels like everyone is sort of in their own little bubble right now. Are you seeing and feeling that too?
I think that's a fair way to say it. I would have used the word cocoon.
Okay, cocoon.
And I think some of it's self-protection.
Protection from what?
Well, we went through a very divisive election.
That might be it.
You know, and I know I had everybody, the worst kept secret in the Tri-Cities is I'm liberal. You know, I've always been, I've never put signs in my yard because mm-hmm. I feel like as a pastor, I represent a congregation and I don't think it's fair to use a bully pulpit. Sadly, some of my more conservative, I guess it goes both ways, but we see a lot of the videos where you have pastors saying, hey, if you don't vote this my way, you're going to hell and all the rest. And I think, you know, really, because I grew up in an election and the voting booth was private and in a very honorable place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess it's like treasure hunting.
Yeah.
I'm looking for happiness. I'm looking for little nuggets of peace and joy. And,
me too.
And maybe that's what we do in our lives today.
Maybe. Yeah. It could be. I think you're right. Everyone's kind of cocooning after that divisive time with the election and everything, you know, in between. And then you had the summer, which was so busy here in the Tri-Cities, as it always is. And now we're coming into a new year. Any words of wisdom or hope?
I'm retiring.
You are not.
I am.
When?
Yeah, how about that? You are the first public person I've told that
to.
Yeah. I will be 66, Mary Ellen, my next birthday.
Okay.
And I've told the congregation, I announced officially to my session.
Okay.
I told the congregation, I've hinted. So this is kind of like a big reveal. You're getting a news flash, but not for a while.
Okay.
I'm baby stepping, but my birthday is in October, and October 31st, I'm going to be saying goodbye.
In 2025.
In next year. This
in
coming.
In 2025.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
What do you think the new
2025?
Year?
2025? How can
I know?
That be?
Time just moves so fast. What do you think the new year will bring?
Well, I'm going to get Bermuda shorts, a Hawaiian shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be heading to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be wearing tall, long black dress socks under my shorts.
And don't.
And I'm going to wear flip-flops with socks. And I want to be that guy.
Do you? In 2025, that's you.
That'll be 2025. We'll see. But, we have our children up here, our grandchildren up here. So we'll never, they're also down in Wyandotte. And so we're already splitting it up. But I didn't anticipate coming in here and telling you that, but you're just such a friend. I've always felt so comfortable just opening
up. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I do. I hope that the new year brings, you know, growth with the radio station and just maybe a little bit calmer West Michigan, Ottawa County. I know everyone is in such a hurry. Well, we're always in such a hurry, you know? It's just, we're so busy.
And everyone...
Don't you think we're so busy? We just don't have time to do anything anymore.
I do, and I think that we have prioritized things in our lives that quite possibly we shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean... If we're looking at the sign that's in our neighbor's yard and it's different than the sign in our yard,
mm-hmm.
we have destroyed it. We've torn down a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And, people have said, well, I won't do business with a person who looks at the world differently than I do.
I know.
You know, then we're never going to get anywhere.
I know.
If we don't keep those bridges built, we're never going to understand other people's perspectives,
right,
which are always bigger than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
When I was coming in here, I was thinking to myself, what do I talk about? And one of the things that I realized is that we have a hard time looking through other people's lenses. And I think that if we can start, well, you can know it's the walk a mile in my shoes, yeah, you know, my moccasins, whatever. Mm-hmm. But to be able to say, how do you see this? And you know, the first comment that they might make is going to be something that they heard on propaganda or something. Mm-hmm. But if you can just bite your teeth, grit your teeth a little bit and say, yeah, but. And without becoming aggressive or defensive, to be able to say, what's really going on? Mm-hmm. I think that that is the potential for the greatest understanding that we have of others. But it's hard, and it takes effort, it takes work, and many of us just don't feel like exerting that energy.
Yeah, that's true. That's really, really true. It really, really is. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, the year just went by so darn fast. It just flew by. I think that, you know, here in Ottawa County, anytime that we do anything, whether it be, you know, a coat drive, we've done lots of things, but it's such a generous community. I know that you had a bin out at Spring Lake Presbyterian.
That's right.
For the coats, you guys were doing a Christmas tree sale. What are your services going to be like for Christmas Eve and Christmas?
Well, you know, we're still able, and it's amazing to me, but in the 32 years, now March will be 32 years that I've been the pastor at Spring Lake Presbyterian uh-huh. Church. Prior to that, in Hesperia. Of course, Ludington was my hometown.
Right.
And we own a home now in Ludington.
Oh, you
so
do?
That was part of the baby steps toward the retirement.
Okay, I get it, yeah.
But we have sold Christmas trees for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And one of the cool things, I think there's like four or five left, mm-hmm. Which I think we're selling them at cost. So if you haven't gotten your Christmas tree yet, if you're that person, Christmas Eve, you go out, just come over to the Spring Lake Presbyterian
there
Church.
You
know, if there's no place to put any money, then just take the tree because I'd rather have it be used, right?
Yeah.
And it has been really fun. We have donated because all of the profit, I mean, we pay for the trees, all of our labor is volunteer, and all of the profits we give away. And we've given away well over $250,000.
Wow.
And nobody, you know, the organizations don't know that the checks are coming. Mm-hmm. And we're writing checks to not only organizations like, you know, Pound Puppies and Camp Bluebird and all of these wonderful things, but also other churches
okay.
with no denominational connection, mm-hmm. but we'll see that they're doing something in the community, maybe a Spanish language thing or something cool. And we're saying like, yeah, let's, you know, we have committees, our deacons, our mission committee, all bring their suggestions, their candidates to the session. And then the session makes that allocation and they get a check.
Wow.
And sometimes these checks are like, you know, $1,700.
That's amazing.
From another church.
That's really cool. I love that.
It's
That's
a fun
really
thing.
Cool. That's
it's a
really cool.
Fun way to be part of the larger community.
It is.
Yeah.
So what are your services going to be?
Well,
how many hours you work over the holiday?
Christmas Eve. Thank you, Mary Ellen. Christmas Eve, we have our candlelight Christmas Eve services.
Okay.
At 7 and 10. Now, I can't stay up late enough to go to the midnight mass.
Yeah.
But 7 o'clock, which is typically packed, right? And it's fun. The songs are Christmas carols, mm-hmm. you know, they're so familiar. And the lights, the tree is lit, the Advent candles are burning, and we still hand out candles for people to hold. Now, we put them in a little cup and all mm-hmm. the rest. And I actually give a demonstration of how to properly hold the candle so someone doesn't. I'm always terrified that we're going to have a Dolly yeah. Parton, you know, hair and a lot of hairspray. Remember Aquanet?
It's still around.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Aquanet is still around.
So we have fire extinguishers. We have, you know, we do everything we can to monitor and encourage the parents to watch the children.
Sure.
But when we're singing Silent Night mm-hmm. at the end of the service and we come to the chorus, I raise my arm with a candle and everyone raises theirs and the lights just shine. It's just gorgeous.
I love it.
7 o'clock Christmas Eve, 10 o'clock Christmas Eve.
Wonderful.
And then, you know, Christmas Day, my kids are so happy it's not a Sunday.
Yeah.
They hated Christmas when it was on a Sunday because
I
would
it.
Get up and we'd open our stockings that Santa filled. And then I would have to go to church and wait till church was over. Mm-hmm. And we would have our Christmas in the early afternoon.
Yeah.
So
you had to do what you had to do.
It's a Wednesday this year. Yay.
Yeah. And all are welcome at Spring Lake Presbyterian.
Oh,
church,
my goodness. Yes.
Of course.
Or any other church of your choice.
Exactly. Thanks for being here.
Oh, Mary Ellen, it's such a gift. And thank you for allowing me to share my news.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.